CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The spending plan President-elect Donald Trump was pushing to avert a government shutdown tonight has gone down in a House vote. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports the vote wasn't even close.
Trump scuttled a prior bipartisan version this week in part because it didn't raise the government's borrowing limit.
The only change in this legislation is that we are going to push the debt limit to January 30th of 2027.
House Speaker Mike Johnson appears ready to try again before the midnight Friday deadline.
The BBC's Neil Nunez is following a situation in Japan.
Japanese officials have entered a U.S. military base near Tokyo to carry out an inspection in response to a chemical leak. The Americans had notified the authorities that water containing potentially carcinogenic chemicals could have spilled from the Yokota Air Base.
Several U.S. diplomats are in Syria to meet its new leaders and to ask for their help in finding missing American journalist Austin Tice. Tice was kidnapped there 12 years ago. They aren't sure if Tice is still alive. A partial government shutdown could lead to longer wait times at airports. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is at Miami International, where there were long lines on Thursday.
This morning is expected to be even busier. This is, by all indications, expected to be a record-breaking holiday travel season. AAA is saying about 120 million people will be on the move, the majority by car, but a good amount, of course, will be flying through the nation's airports.
It's day two of a strike by Amazon workers in seven cities with little time left to get holiday gifts delivered in time. CBS Bay Area reporter Kenny Choi says the workers are demanding better pay and working conditions.
Amazon says over the past 6 years, it has increased the starting minimum wage for fulfillment and transportation employees like drivers by 20%. For Brian Weston, it's just not enough.
I'm just like everybody, a typical American who's like, I got tons of bills, everything like that. And I just want it where I can feel a little bit comfortable. Breathe a little easier.
Amazon says the strike will not impact its operations. Accused killer Luigi Mangione is now in a jail in Brooklyn. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports he's facing new federal charges for the murder of United Healthcare CEO.
After agreeing in a Pennsylvania court to be moved more than 200 miles away to New York, Mangione traveled by car, plane, and helicopter before being handed over to the FBI to make another court appearance, where he faced four federal charges, including stalking and murder in the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
If he is found guilty of the federal murder charge, Mangione could face the death penalty. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that joke.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 40 lines without auto pay, above qualified customers with taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
The new 12-team college football playoff kicks off tonight.
7th-ranked Notre Dame will be taking on 10th-ranked Indiana in South Bend, Indiana. Fighting Irish head coach Marcus Freeman expects a tough challenge.
It's a team that plays fast, a team that understands what they're doing, why they're doing it, how they're doing it.
Hoosiers head coach Kurt Cignetti echoes that sentiment, especially from Notre Dame's defense.
You know, they get 11 guys doing their job pretty consistently. They play fast, they're physical, they're good tacklers.
Both teams enter tonight's tilt with identical 11-1 records. The winner advances to the quarterfinals to play second-seeded Georgia in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Activists looking to raise awareness about marine mammals being trapped in commercial fishing nets are suing the federal government. The group Oceana claims it filed multiple Freedom of Information Act requests for photos and videos of killer whales and sea lions caught in nets, but they say the feds never responded. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory remains in effect. New snow accumulation overnight, 1 to 3 inches. Little rain mixed in with it as well. Northeast winds developing, lows in the lower 30s. Rain and snow mix Friday, then mostly cloudy, mid-30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Come away, come away, if you're going. Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, I can't. shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudy join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, mit your nose so bright, won't you guide mine sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudy the red-beaked reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night. I'm wanting to hold her tight. I tried so hard to convince myself that this feeling just can't be right.
RJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2, and the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.